code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 28th of July 2009. Now, newcomers come into the show all the time and I advise you to go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, and on the front page you'll see all the other sites I have, which all play the same stuff basically. But you can bookmark these for future use in case any of the main servers go down. And remember that all the shows, the previous shows I've done, yeah, there's audios for them all. You can download these for free. And I try and give you shortcuts to understanding this big, complex, evasive system in which we live. You'll see there cuttingthrough.jenkness.com website, very dependable one. cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca, Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and Alan Watt, sentientsentinel.eu. On the Sentient Sentinel site, the European site, you can also download some of the transcripts of these same talks for print-up, written in the various languages of Europe. And remember, and it's really serious, that this is probably the only show out there where the listeners bring me, the host, to you, because I don't ask for money from the advertisers. That's how most hosts get paid, it's from advertising money. And this gives me a free hand to say many other things and go into different areas without offending anybody. Therefore, it's up to you to support me. The ads you hear on this show go straight to RBN to pay for the time, to pay for their engineers and their bills and all the rest of it. So if you want to keep me going, you got to help out. It's so easy to get used to everything being out there for free until suddenly you turn on one day and there's no one there. That's what happens. I've watched this down through the years with other people. So if you like what you're hearing and you're getting something out of it, you can go to cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, buy what I have for sale there, or else you can donate to me. And remember, in the US and Canada, personal checks are fine. Outside of the Americas, you can use Western Union, MoneyGram, and some people have even sent cash on occasion that gets through as well. That's up to you. Those who get the disc burned, remember, you can also get in touch with me if you just play them on CD at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P3E4N1. That's P as in Peter, 3E as in Elizabeth, 4 N as in Nora, 1, P3E4N1. And I should really repeat that during the break, because I think people skip by this one every day, knowing it's routine. But the money coming in is not so routine after all. It trickles in here and there, always from the same people. And that's the kind of society we live in today, where people will splurge out on all their little toys, which keep them addicted to many other things, but they won't pay for that, which helps them, gives them a chance to understand what life's really all about. So it's time to help out. It's really needed. It costs a lot of money even to do what I'm doing here. And it's a full-time occupation. I wouldn't call it a job, because I don't get paid a salary. And why am I doing this? Why are other people doing this? Other people certainly are doing it. There's big money if you do go into the advertising side of things. Big money. And it's definitely a market out there. It's a market that's wide open to be exploited in this day and age. But why am I doing this? It's because, really, I think it's time that people really understood that what's happening isn't just happenstance. It's not just an accidental view of history bungling along. I try to tell you and connect the dots for you how the big foundations and the bankers have been running this world for an awful long time along a socialist path to a totalitarian society. Back with more after this break.
Mm-hmm. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. I try to show you on this particular show how the big system works together, and it really does work together internationally. Has been for a long, long time in an international system. And I've gone through many of the books in the past of the big players, at least the people who helped to get this system really going into the next phase, which we've all been living through for years, going as far back as the beginning of the 1900s, actually since even the 1880s, when H.G. Wells was writing his first book, and it was Free Love. Free Love he was to promote to destroy families. He wrote about it in his own biography. And the whole plan was set up to bring in a governmental system run on scientific socialism. It's also called Fabianism, a Fabian society. Fabianism really is a form of collectivism or communistic rule by bureaucracy and government. But there will be an intelligentsia above them really running the show. Lots of workers down below running everyone's lives, but because that was a Fabian society. Instead of simply having a revolution and taking it over by one big push, they thought it was much better to use incrementalism over a long period of time, little change by little change, and we accept the little changes and we adapt to them, rather than have a whole bunch of changes drastically changing all at once, like a revolution. You do it incrementally, and they thought it would take maybe 100 years. before government was in its full position of total authority. And they also said they would set up services that would become authorities over the public. It's no coincidence we're all this hype today with the United Nations, with their World Health Organization pushing for mandatory global inoculations. Because if you go into the League of Nations, set up at the end of World War I, that's what that was part of their mandate then, to have the right to forcibly vaccinate everybody on the planet with whatever they decided to use. Nothing is here by chance. And sure enough, you know, big players again, like Wells, like Lenin, and like Lord Bertrand Russell, the Huxleys, many others, all said it would probably take, as I say, 100 years. By the millennium, they said, around that time, they'd really kick off for the final push, and everything would be in place by then, which it certainly was. Most of us don't get much of a history at all. If I do, it's a fake history or an altered, distorted history, but primarily it's history with vast omissions written in them. If you don't get the whole story, you can't have a proper conclusion on anything, and we never get the whole story on anything. And we've been trained, as Skinner said, in the Skinnerian psychology, behavioral psychology, without even knowing we've been trained that way, because we adapt again so easily to everything that comes our way. Skinner said, if you want to alter the behavior of peoples, you just alter something in their environment. And I've gone through before how when the radio first came out, that altered people's behavior. They'd rush home to hear serials, ongoing serials, that always left you with a cliffhanger, so you'd tune in the next day. And if you weren't listening to that radio, you'd be off doing something else, you see. And then because you're now listening to that radio, they can also put propaganda in there. And then now everyone's getting the same propaganda, standardized across the board, same propaganda. Then TV came in, of course, fantastic tool. And the British Commonwealth countries really took the lead on propaganda because they'd been at it so much longer in other areas, even through the printed media. That's why the BBC is owned by the government. It's a crown corporation, as they call it. And everyone in it, I don't know if it's still the same, but everyone who works in the BBC had to come from Eton, all the technicians, writers, and so on, to make sure that it was kept in the right class. Which just made me wonder why they put on these working class comedies like Eric Sykes and things like that, to portray what they saw of us, something we could communicate with or identify with. And really it was all, again, propaganda and indoctrination, primarily through comedies. And in Britain, for instance, right now, and we've seen this comedy system being used for attacking the family unit in America as well, because America copies everything that Britain does, where every dad is an idiot, an absolute child, actually, but his own children are smarter than him. And he's always playing childish games, and his wife is so much superior than himself. You get messages across through comedy, because, again, you're not critically thinking about it as you would be with a documentary. And even with the sexual variations we've gone through today, with preferences and all the rest of it, that was again put through comedy. It breaks the ice, you see. And they're going for the last leg of this in Britain by using really awful supposed comedies with dads that are drunks and addicts and so on, and still calling them comedies. And here's the Daily Express, Thursday, July the 23rd, 2009. And this will come here too. It says, thousands of the worst families in England are to be put in sin bins in a bid to change their bad behavior. And here's this is the Goring, I'd call him, the Goring, or Himmler maybe, of Britain, Ed Balls, announced yesterday. This guy's a real control freak. The Children's Secretary, this is what he is, set out £400 million and plans to put 20,000 problem families under 24-hour CCTV supervision in their own homes. Do you know, it was about 20 years ago, the American Psychological Association said that would come because they would push for it to come. Do you think it's all chance it comes? We're living through a script, I tell you. We're living through a script. Every part is written years and years in advance. And we've all got used to the idea now that cameras are in the streets watching us, so why not put them in your homes? Right? It says they'll be monitored to ensure that children attend school, go to bed on time, and eat proper meals. Private security guards will also be sent round to carry out home checks, while parents will be given help to combat drug and alcohol addiction. Around 2,000 families have gone through these family intervention projects so far, while it kept that quiet. But ministers want to target 20,000 more in the next 2 years, with each costing between £5,000 and £20,000, a potential total bill of £400 million. It's amazing how we're all broke, but they can throw money out in these plans, eh? Ministers, no, ministers are just politicians. It's interesting to call them, they call them ministers, isn't it? In this strange crown democracy. Ministers hope the move will reduce the number of youngsters who get drawn into crime because of their chaotic family lives, as portrayed, listen, in Channel 4 comedy drama, Shameless. Shameless is the name of the drama. Sinbin projects operate in half of council areas already, but Mr. Balls wants every local authority to fund them. He said this is pretty tough and non-negotiable support for families to get to the root of their problem. There should be family intervention projects in every local authority area because every area has families that need support. But Shadow Home Secretary Chris Grayling said this is all much too little, much too late. Who created that culture, that nihilistic culture? I lived through a good part of that culture when they were doing it. I can remember Margaret Thatcher coming on television and telling the country, there's a generation growing up now that will never see work in their lifetime. Get used to it. And I can remember, too, when Maggie Thatcher changed the hours of the pubs opening and closing to get more and more youngsters in there with their welfare checks. And the reason she gave was, it's far better to have them drunk and spending the government's money in the pubs than have them rioting or protesting on the streets. And no one told the British people that they were being going through a pre-planned forced deindustrialization project set up so it'd be ready to amalgamate with the European Union. When was that decided? That they deindustrialize at the end of World War II. But this didn't tell the people. They lived through depression after depression. Mind you, there was no problem getting drugs. They flooded into the country. Flooded. It's only £1 now, apparently, for a line of coke in Britain. £1. Maybe £4 for a beer. And all the ads you see on TV too, it's all sports, sports, booze, booze, sports, booze, sports, sports, booze. So they create the problems. They create the unemployments. They make sure the drugs flow in. Then they make comedy shows about it. Then they turn around and point to the public and say, look at you, you're all dysfunctional. The people are exactly what they've been made to be. If you would see the programming in Britain, how debased and degraded the program has been for years, you'd understand. None of that's by accident. They know what they're doing at the top. The ones that give you your culture. But here you are. This is going to go, it's going to expand across the country, and it will expand across all countries because we're all to be monitored in our homes eventually. All of us, you see. Adaptation, we adapt and we adapt and we adapt. CCTV cameras in the streets. You get monitors in your cars to track your cars. Well, what's wrong with having cameras in your rooms? And that's how stupid people are. Utterly stupid. That's for the sheeple. I'll be back with more after these messages.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org. Or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecrets2you.com. That's learnthesecrets2youth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and we're cutting through the matrix. Just talking of how the big services that we have end up becoming authorities over the public, and then telling you how to live, and then now spying on you in your own homes, and doing house inspections and all the rest of it. We're going backwards. See, that's how it used to be in the old days, before council housing was bought by the councils using taxpayers' money. And landlords used to just come in at any time and go through everything and so on. We'd even bother knocking. See, we're just scum, you see, to these people at the top. We're just, they call us clay to be molded. We're not really adults and humans, no. We're lesser beings, you see. We're to live in ignorance and with be told by our betters, those with the suits and ties that live up there in the big buildings of Parliament. The Fabian system, you'll train them like animals because that's how they say they believe we are animals, that man is an animal. See? And you can train them, same as the Soviets. They said that you should just take the base man and make him into anything you want. Same old idea. The only difference is, as I say, they abuse you by taking the work away. They make sure you feel so low and really you feel like nothing on earth when you're living on a welfare check. And they tell you that you'll see no work in your lifetime, and then the drugs flow in. Make sure that it's a drink culture. There's nothing but booze ads on TV all the time along with the sports.
and they sit back and watch it all go into the dogs. Now they come back and blame the public. After they disclose the fact that, yeah, they were deindustrializing under an agreement, an international agreement set up after World War II. And they did that right through the 1970s and 80s. It's great, isn't it, how the abuser turns around and blames the victim. Here's an article here that's along the similar lines to it, because it's from Spiegel, and it's from the 27th of July, 2009. Big Brother is watching your BlackBerry. How wired gadgets encroach on privacy, by Christian Stoker. With every high-tech gadget we buy, we give up a little more privacy. Many devices today are in constant communication with their manufacturer. And it's not just consumers who are losing their rights. The technology gives authoritarian states whole new ways of keeping tabs on individuals. Don't look now, but no matter where you go, you're connected. We, or most of us, at least, have opened our front doors to large corporations, hardware manufacturers, software firms, and search engines. We've allowed them to rifle through our jacket pockets and handbags, and now they can do as they wish with us, or do the bidding of the powers that be in the form of a totalitarian government, for example. Don't believe it? Well, consider a recent incident involving the internet bookseller Amazon and two works by, ironically enough, George Orwell. Amazon had been selling the titles 1984 and Animal Farm to owners of its Kindle reader, the special e-book device the bookseller developed. However, it turned out that the publishers of the Orwell books didn't own the electronic rights to the works. And so, to the surprise of buyers, Amazon erased the two books, which were paid for and delivered from your electronic readers. Amazing, they can do that. You're sitting at home with it and suddenly it's gone. Amazon's readers had unwittingly purchased pirate copies, it turned out. Now, if this had happened in a normal bookstore, the customer would never even have known. A bookseller who had mistakenly sold pirated copies of a book would never have snuck into customers' living rooms, pulled the offending books from the shelves, and left. And left cash to the value of the purchase price on the kitchen table as recompense. In real life, there are practical and legal obstacles to this sort of behavior, but in the electronic world, it was simple. Probably Amazon won't even have to worry about legal problems relating to the action. This is just one of many examples pointing to a dramatic change in our lives we're experiencing in the coming years. In the age of networked digital devices, it seems that values such as the sanctity of the private sphere, the protection of our private property, and the inviolability of our correspondence no longer counts for very much. Isn't that putting it very mildly? Whether it's gaming consoles, BlackBerrys, iPhones, Windows PCs, Apple computers, Blu-ray players, or the next big trend in personal computing, the netbook digital devices that are permanently or frequently in contact with their manufacturer are here to stay. All of these devices can be remotely modified at any time through software updates. So you could say that an iPhone doesn't really belong to you, at least not in the quite same way that your refrigerator does or your bicycle. The manufacturers have us all on a leash. In his 2008 book, The Future of the Internet and How to Stop It, American writer Jonathan Zittrain writes about the danger of what he calls tethered appliances. They're becoming ever more common, he argues, because software updates are supposed to protect us from attacks by hackers or viruses. Just think of the monthly ritual of the Windows update. Using this logic, Apple can dictate the terms and conditions under which software can be developed for the iPhone. The iPhone is not a PC. Not everyone can write software for the phone, and not everything can be installed in it. Hence, Apple, like Amazon, reserves the right to remotely meddle with your iPhone at any time and without the consent of the user in order to delete objectionable applications. All with the best of intentions, of course. And that's where it's all going, if anyone hasn't really noticed. It was intended to go this way. Make it easy at the beginning, get them hooked, change it all once you've got them hooked. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
This is Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. Dehumanization has been part of the culture creation industry for a long, long time, because feeling sort of apathetic, in fact, apathy is a key ingredient to bringing a totalitarian system. It makes people lose confidence, etc., brings in apathy. And that was a technique described by Bertrand Russell. He said we'd have to create an apathy amongst the public, an ongoing apathy. And that has been very successful. They had a lot of goals, you see, to fulfill. Now, part of their goal was eventually to let the health services, especially nationalized health services, actually become authorities. And he mentioned the fact that they would be used for sterilization purposes down the road. Not too far down the road, by the way. And even going into the area of saving money, cost effectiveness, help getting hospitals to go on with assisted suicide. And bingo, as I say, you just live through this big script. If you've read their old books and you live through the script, it will pop up. Bits of the books will pop up when you achieve their goal. And this is quite amazing because I'm watching the U.S. going through this planned socialized medicine scheme. And they're all really stuck on purpose for the public to watch. Stuck really on how cost-effective will this be? How much money will they save from the present system? And what I love this term they use, how can we get more for less? They use that for whenever they privatize something or change something, they always say the same thing. When they privatized the water supply in Britain, they said, you'll get more and more water for less and less money. Of course, it was jacked up about 10 times in the first year. You can't get better anything for less money. You can't. It just doesn't work that way. Anybody who goes to sales will find that out. You get what you buy, what your money can afford. And here is from the BBC. And this is where the US is going, because I've got the whole bill, this massive bill, omnibus bill for the healthcare, and a whole bunch of other things in it, which also brings in this great Bertrand Russell idea of giving them credits. Instead of money, credits like tokens towards your healthcare. And you'll also get a panel of people, just like Britain, who will decide how much money they're going to spend on little old you. You'll get put in front of a panel, and they'll look at your quality of life, your standard of life, how important are you to society. That's all a point system, you see. And how many years do you think you've got to go before you'll die, sort of thing. And they add all of these points up, and then that decides what kind of treatment you're going to get. You know, like A, B, C, D, E, or F grade treatment. I'm not kidding you. That's how it is. That's what socialized medicine is. And that's what they're bringing in the U.S. Remember, under the United Nations Charter, they said every country who signed on will eventually provide the minimum health care. Minimum health care to every person. That does not mean that every person is going to get the minimum. It'll depend on your social standing and necessity to your community. It's a political agenda, not a health agenda. You can't mix the two together. Here's what's happening in Britain right now, BBC, 25th of July, 2009. The Royal College of Nursing, that's the big hoopla at the top for nursing, has dropped its opposition to the concept of helping patients to commit suicide. The college has now adopted a neutral stance, neither supporting nor opposing a change in the law. Well, that tells you they're going to go along with it. Health staff who provides patients with the drugs needed to kill themselves can face up to 14 years in prison as it stands at the moment, right? The move comes as a survey for a newspaper suggests 74% of people want doctors to be able to help people to end their lives. Really? Really? One of these fake government surveys, no doubt. According to the survey of 1,500 people for The Times, support for assisted suicide was especially strong amongst those aged between 55 and 64. Nonsense. Remember, too, the famous people who started up the polling systems said at the beginning that most folk will go along with what they think are statistics. So polls were first brought out to make people change their minds, not to give up truth. They were used to lie from the very beginning. Most folk are herd people. They go by the herd. If they think the herd's all on board on something, they jump on it themselves. That's a sad fact of nature. This is Dr. Peter Carter, Royal College of Nursing Chief Executive, told BBC Radio 4 Today programme that assisted suicide was a complicated issue and that nurses were split in their responses when consulted on the matter. So here's the real goal of it. Clarity is needed from the government, of course. He said the shift to the neutral stance will allow nurses who were asked about it to engage in dialogue with patients, but added that must not be confused with us being proponents of assisted suicide. What hypocrisy. What do you do? Can I change your bedpan? Oh, by the way, what do you think of suicide? Really? Calling for a royal commission. That's the kick the ball off, you see. He said a public inquiry would help those confused about the law. If anyone assists someone to take their life, they face up to 14 years in prison. But in reality, no one has yet been prosecuted. That's because it's a must-be. They're not going to prosecute anybody, you see. They want to, at the top. Save them dough. Save them cash. Members of the RCN Council, which voted for the change on Friday, also decided that nurses should be given detailed guidance on the issue, which will now be drawn up. The guidance will consider the complicated legal, regulatory, ethical and clinical frameworks around assisted suicide. He said it would ease the pressure on those nurses who felt by discussing assisted suicide they could be interpreted as encouraging it. So, this is a must-be. It'll take a little while yet before they push it all through, but they've done it in Holland and elsewhere, and it'll come. There's no doubt. Plus, I think Washington State was the first one to kick it off this year under Obama. And Obama's already made it quite clear when he on it's a Google talk he gave up there and went to one of the big committees, and he was asked about the health care system. He said, we've got to cut money and so on. He says, you know, what's the point in giving someone a replacement hip if they're going to die in 6 months or a year's time, et cetera, et cetera. Cost effectiveness. What's your value to society? The point system. And when you go through that omnibus bill, I have the whole thing here. I'm probably one of the few people who will read it because none of the guys who will vote for it will bother reading it. They'll just do what the leader tells them. It's got a lot of this kind of stuff in there, too. An awful lot of that in there, too. That's the very thing on which I'm reading right now. But yep, you will have a panel in the U.S. who will decide, after sizing you up, what kind of treatment you get from grade A to F or an F minus or whatever. That's what's coming. That's what it's about. You see, we're all economic units. And what the United Nations say is a good global citizen. A good global citizen is someone who is a producer and consumer. What happens when you're too sick to produce or you retire? You're now a consumer. That obviously means you're a burden on society. That's what's coming. That's what's coming. And just before I go on to the callers, there's from the Mail Online. People really are so far gone with the propaganda on this non-event called the swine flu. As I say, there's more hype than reality to it, and an awful lot of money to be made off it as well. But they're training the public to start taking injections for everything they're ordered to take. This is an interesting article here. 27th July 2009, Mail Online. Government virus expert paid £116,000 by the swine flu vaccine manufacturers. The scientist who advises the government on swine flu is a paid director of a drugs firm making hundreds of millions of pounds from the pandemic. Professor Sir Roy Anderson sits on the Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies. It's called SAGE. A 20-strong task force drawing up the action plan for the virus. He also holds a £116,000-a-year position on the board of GlaxoSmithKline, the company selling swine flu vaccines and antivirals to the National Health Service. Oh, sweet deal, eh? Sweet deal. Sir Roy faced demands to step down yesterday amid claims that the jobs were incompatible. It's a clear conflict of interest and should be of great concern to taxpayers and government officials alike, said Matthew Elliott of the Taxpayers Alliance. You cannot have the man in charge of medical emergencies having any financial interest in the management of those emergencies. We need someone totally unbiased to tackle the crisis. Then, of course, the Department of Health and GlaxoSmithKline denied there was a conflict. There's no conflict at all. The man's the main scaremonger. And you need to buy the drugs from him. There's no conflict. Where's your conflict? But that's what we're up to today, too. The massive corruption at the top. They don't, of course, see that as corruption at the top. It's just a normal day's business, because that's how they've always been. They've always been that way. Now, I'll go to Ryan in Montana. Hello, Ryan. Are you there on the phone? Hello, yes.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
You can hear me okay?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Well, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about the pharmacological, I guess you would call it, pandemic here. See, I'm 22 years old, and I've grown up in this post-world 9/11 lie, and it's just very interesting that living in this myth-drenched society, that at this time the society couldn't be any more doped up and on as many drugs as they can find. And you can see it in my age group so bad that people literally trade their anti-anxiety medication like it's candy. Mm-hmm. And it's normal. I mean, ever since 9/11, it's just turned into this, I mean, it's almost like it was meant to be, like you say. It's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I mean, it's just hard when I listen to you, and then I see it in real life every day.
Yeah.
And people, I mean, it's just for the pills every day. I mean.
Well, that's, again, what Huxley and many others in the same panels that he worked with, the same associations, he says the reason a whole series of techniques to help the controlling oligarchy to make people love their servitude, and he said part of it, too, was with pharmacology and psychology combined. So you're right. We're right there. It's a normal thing that we pop pills to feel good. Yeah.
And it's pretty scary to go and read what that chapter in The Impact of Science on Society by Bertrand Russell, to read actually what he really says, and it's exactly what we have today.
Exactly. Even right down to the creation of apathy.
I mean, it's more true than anything.
That Huxley also talked about it to be a very dangerous stage because by that time they would have destroyed all morality, all religion, and the people would have nothing to guide them, you see?
That is, I mean, it's very scary reading that because you try to put your finger on what it is and the destruction of morality or, like you say, moral relativism.
Mm-hmm.
This idea that morality is relative.
Yeah.
And my friends, I mean, they could never put their finger on any of this, but it really is interesting, especially after 9/11, how this entire pharmacological, I mean, I call it a pandemic, has developed. I mean, it's stunning. It really is. I can't get over it.
Yeah, it's been one thing after another, and the entire push to destroy the last of an old way of life. And that really is what it is, destroying the old completely, leveling it completely, morality, everything, old traditions, all that's been destroyed to bring in the new society of total control, yeah.
And it really does seem like that's where it's at because, I mean, you can even tell kids that have grown up in my age, you know, haven't grown up with a strong family foundation and their morals and what they consider to be right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. And the most fascinating thing about this is when you talk about Plato and you talk about music and how he wanted to have it licensed.
Yeah.
The effects of music and the music you hear nowadays with all these young women coming out and the songs are about drugs, sex, be stupid. I mean, it really is fascinating to see how it kind of all connects, and
yes,
I can't get over it.
And that whole culture industry, believe you me, it's not those young girls coming out with those ideas. It's the big culture creators behind them who know how to do it and who know what kind of message they want for this particular generation to absorb. I read an article recently, a few weeks ago, of how so many young women now are trying to emulate the starlets and the young and the female musicians and their dress, that they're getting going bankrupt. They're all into drugs, thinking it's a trendy thing because these girls, apparently, according to the media and Hollywood now, so they're all into drugs. So this is the culture industry. It's monkey see, monkey do. And they've been at this for a long, long time. And now, they're simply bringing us to the lowest common denominator of the abyss, basically.
And you literally, when you say that about the females, you really couldn't be any more right because that is what I see every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same girl with the same ideals, all received from the same place.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable, but I really appreciate what you're doing, and I just wanted to let you know that if anyone is getting anything out of what you do, I certainly do, sir.
Well, thanks for calling, and hang in there, because we need people who can still think.
Yes. Oh, well, I hope so. Thank you very much, Alan.
Bye now. And, yeah, it's true that the drugs are being pushed at such an incredible speed now. But, I noticed the shift myself to the young females, again, through much music and through all the magazines that they see and want to emulate. And it's very, very true. They give us the stars, and people follow them. They all want to be trendy and be up there. And there's more and more women now into the harder drugs, thinking they're being successful, getting up the ladder by taking those drugs, and it's destroying them. And, of course, the culture industry is doing its job because that's what it's designed to do. Now, we'll go to Brandon from Florida. Hey there, Brandon.
I am. Good to speak with you.
Yes.
I wanted to say thanks for all that you do. And I've been going through your blurbs and You should put together like a soundtrack of all the songs you put in at the end, because those are, I've never heard many of those, and they're stuff.
Yeah.
There's one song I actually want to ask you what it was called. It was about like a squirrel chasing a peanut, or
yeah.
It drive me sane or something. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, we used to have songs at one time that have sort of a satire in them, because it could reflect, again, like comedy, you get a message across with an easier method of delivery. Everybody could laugh at and know the seriousness of it at the same time. That's pretty well gone today. Yeah,
so I thought those are all great selections, and I really appreciate them.
Yeah.
I was wondering...
hold on till after this break, and we'll come right back with you.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix, and we're talking to Dave from Arizona. Still there, Dave?
It's Brandon.
It's Brandon. Okay.
Yeah, I was speaking with my brother about movies and how there's a lot of predictive programming in them, and I'm not so knowledgeable on that area. And he was asking for like examples of, because he believes a lot of the things about the New World Order and all that, but I guess I was wondering if I didn't really know of any specific examples of actual funding given to directors or whatever. I don't know if you could give me something to
funding
tell about.
To directors of
the movie or producers, you know, to put out these
How it works is really from the writers. It's from the writers. And you'll find a lot of mainstream, big sci-fi type writers especially, they attend the futuristic society, the futurist society. They call them the futurists. And it's an association, and you go there, and the big grant providers turn up there, like people from the Rockefeller Foundation and so on. And they will pick certain writers and tell them, we want you to express this in a book, write a story around it, make it exciting, but get these messages into the book, you see? And yeah. Then it goes into book form, and then often it becomes, it's given to some director to put into a movie. You find lesser script writers that don't get them in books, we'll sort of copy them. There's always a whole bunch of spin-offs on similar themes come out at the same time by lesser mm-hmm. writers. It's like music too, by the way. Music is exactly the same. You bring out a new soft sound, where it's punk, rap, or whatever, and then everyone suddenly knows what's now in, what's been authorized to be in, because it keeps getting played all the time. And so everyone gets in on the act. So it's the same with the writing, that the major writers will put it out in book form, they'll put in new social contexts inside the book, even new types of human behavior that will happen in the near future, and then they write an exciting story. Generally, man, woman, the hero gets the woman in the end after getting chased all over the place. Very simple stories. But you've been programmed during the reading, and you don't realize it. And then it's the same thing in the movie. There's no doubt about it. Some of the biggest directors in Hollywood are really in on so much of the real sciences that the Pentagon have that we don't hear about till maybe 20 years later. There's no doubt about that.
They're definitely picking up the speed now with almost every movie that comes out. Seems like it's got some kind of
I've read articles on the radio from mainstream media where it tells you what the Pentagon's budget for the year is to Hollywood. So they've always been up to their eyes with Hollywood productions, especially military themes. These disaster movies, futuristic disaster movies, they're right in there with it. Why is the Pentagon funding these kind of sci-fi movies? Except that we're all getting trained to live in a destitute world of massive change, where we'll all be living in rubble except for a world corporation and with a massive black-clad military police-type force running over us. That's in I think they churned out 10 of these movies in a row earlier this year,
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thanks very much for calling. And you should also look into some books out there with Hollywood and its association with the Pentagon. This book's been printed all the way from World War II onwards, and how they even helped to get recruiting for the U.S. military via movies, and all funded through the U.S. military, by the military. Same today. Well, that's it from Hamish, myself, in Ontario, Canada. So good night. I mean, your God or your gods go with you. And remember to help me out through donations, etc. Bye now.
With recent internet